Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. State Representative Mike Sparks joins us here this morning. I think he wanted to be a bus driver in a previous life or something. That's what we're talking about yeah. today, right?
Well, you know, my late father, after World War II, of all things, you know, after he retired at Seward in Smyrna, decided to be a bus driver and owner. And I think he did it for a couple of years. My dad was not cut out to be a bus driver. He was hardcore military. But, you know, I've introduced legislation trying to lower the age from 25 to 21. I know we've got some contractors, bus drivers that are listening right now. I know we've had a, I don't want to say crisis, but we've had a shortage of school bus drivers. And in Cleveland, Tennessee, give you an example how serious this was, had some drivers that I believe had the flu, maybe even COVID. Mm-hmm. One of the school superintendents down there, the assistant school superintendent, I can't think of his name right at the top of my head, decided to drive a school bus.
Yeah.
And the guy loved it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was asking you, David Settles with us, and
yes, sir.
You're on the Murfreesboro City School Board.
I am.
I happened to call you yesterday. I talk about God wink moments.
Yeah.
I know Brian doesn't believe me, but think
God
about these.
God doesn't wink.
Well, I mean, he says it like all the time, and so,
well,
you know, maybe there's another way to put
but
it.
It's so improbable that yeah. it's got to be divine.
Yeah.
When you just keep rolling dice and you getting 666 or 555, there's something improbable here. But here's what's
God
strange.
Wouldn't roll a 666.
Oh no,
by
he
way.
Maybe well, a 777.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
But you know what? I was leaving the Capitol and I was thanking you for reaching out to me.
Yeah.
And that's what Linda Gilbert told me in the letter after our mental health opioid mental health forum about 4 years ago. Now, I remember her letter. That's what she led into. Was thank you for reaching out. You reached out to me
yeah.
with a ticket. Mm-hmm. For the Dr. King breakfast. And we got talking, and you knew nothing about me presenting this legislation, did
no.
you?
No, I had no idea. You actually told me about it, and I don't think at the time that you told me, we were talking yesterday,
yeah.
that you knew I was a bus driver.
No, man, yeah. I heard you say, I said, man, you want to come on the radio with me yeah. tomorrow? And I heard you say, well, I got to finish my shift or something. And I said, well, what?
Yeah,
go back to what you said. And
yeah.
you said,
I've got to finish my route. I finished my route around 9 o'clock and I'll be free. I'll be happy to come on and talk with you. And that's how I ended up here.
Well,
now
here's what's cool. Dr. Krause just left. Great, great guy. He was one of my political science professors, but I challenged my stats professor,
mm-hmm.
Keith Claxton, great guy. I had Ming Wang on here. We were talking about this and I had Dr. David Urban, the Dean of the College of Business, Dean Emeritus. And I said, factor the improbability of this. He said, dude, you can't do it, man.
Yeah.
All three guys said, you just got to accept that there's unknowns, there's mm-hmm. outliers that you just can't understand.
Right.
But you said you're in Metro and you enjoy
yes,
it.
I love it. I love driving for Metro, and I drive out of the Antioch cluster. That's Antioch High School. And I have Antioch High School, Mount View Elementary, and I have John F. Kennedy Middle School that I drive for every day.
And you enjoy it.
I love it.
Man.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I think a lot of people don't know that they would love it
yeah.
until they get into it. You know, if you like kids, which I do, if you yeah. like to make an impression on kids' lives in a positive way,
yeah.
which I do, it's,
well, you just
it's my
hit,
type of
you
thing.
You hit on something earlier. We just done a quick Facebook Live to uh-huh. kind of get it out there. And you said something that really was cool. You said you're the first face as child sees.
I'm the first face of the district that child sees every morning.
Wow.
And I'm the last face of the district that child sees every afternoon.
Wow.
And that makes a big impact on
That's
these kids.
Cool.
You don't know what these kids, their backgrounds that they're coming from. I've got a lot of immigrant families, a lot of underprivileged families, got a lot of transit families. In other words, kids that are in foster care. So
yeah.
when they get on that bus in the morning, and I give them a good morning, you know, smile and everything and greet them most of the time by name. I know most yeah. of my kids by name, my elementary especially. It sets the tone for their day. You know,
yeah.
it sets the tone for their day when they go into that schoolhouse. And I like to think that I have a positive impact on them, and especially as a male bus driver, a male
yeah.
role model, to see, you know, me every day. And I – Yeah. Myself, Knockwood, I don't miss. I haven't missed a day of work.
It's interesting to me, David, that you're a Murfreesboro City School Board member and drive a bus for Metro Nashville. So,
Isn't that wild?
Two of the larger systems in the state you're kind of involved with.
Yes, I am, and I love it, both aspects of it. Our it's funny that you mentioned that because our board attorney for Murfreesboro City Schools, I don't know why, I'm horrible with names, and I know who she is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, forgive me, Lauren. There it goes, Lauren Bush.
That's good.
Lauren Bush is actually a bus driver as well. She came to us, I think, from Wilson County, and every now and then, and Mike was alluding to another administrator that ended up driving a bus, she used to drive a bus for them. Like when they were in a crunch, which all of the systems around us have been in a crunch lately, she'd jump on there and drive that bus. So, it's one of those things that once you get into it and you love it, and I probably will never give up my CDL. I'll be 90 years old going to get my CDL renewed just so that I can have it. But yeah, I love it. I love kids.
How often do you have to renew that?
On my CDL, well, your license, it runs like your regular license. So mine, I think, is, 10 years that your regular license is. But every year, if you are a bus driver, especially for schools, you have to take continuing education credits, of course. So you go online and you take the required, you know, courses for that. And then every year you have to go and qualify medically. So you get your physical, we call it DOT, get your DOT physical every year. Metro will pay for that. They've got sites at the different schools, and you go and get your DOT physical. So that's every year, mm-hmm. just to make sure that we've got the healthiest and the best driving our kids.
When we were talking with Clarissa up here a few months ago, Mike, and the county system is different in the fact that they contract bus drivers who have their own bus, mm-hmm. that they own their bus, where the city school system, they have the buses and hire the drivers. So, you know, is there a benefit one way or another with either of those ways of doing things?
You know, there's always pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. If you talk to some of the county drivers, they'll say they appreciate having their own bus because they have a bit more autonomy. However, if anything goes wrong with that bus, how that's handled, I don't know. Yeah. You know, whether the county gives them X amount of dollars built into their contract for repairs and maintenance. But for the city schools, we take care of the maintenance of those buses. We take care of the repairs of those buses. So for my taste, I prefer that the city own the buses. Just like with Metro, they own their bus. We got gobs of buses. Hundreds and thousands of buses. So it's just easier, and that gives the municipality or whoever the funding agent or whoever the school board is, that gives them more control over what happens with those buses.
I think the independent contractors too, one of the pluses would have to be they have the ability to, you know, contract out for field trips.
Absolutely.
And driving sports teams.
Yes.
And things like that.
Yes,
as an extra income.
They can.
So a way to work with that. I had heard something about the city schools bus maintenance department maybe moving. Is that true?
Yes. We can talk about it now.
Okay.
We were able to enter into negotiations with the blessings of the city for a property right over here off Ridgely, behind Chewy's. You know where Chewy's is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Chewy's? Yeah, Chewy's. So it's right over there. Huge facility where they'll be able to bring the maintenance department there for the buses and that type of thing, moving from off of New Salem. So it's a much larger facility, much more adequate for what we need. So yeah, we're excited about that.
Would there have to be a building built, or would you
retrofit?
Okay.
It is there. You can go by today. You'll probably smell bread baking because it's right down the street from the bakery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there. So it's been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for years. It came up and we were able to enter negotiations and it all worked out. Thank you to the city council.
Is there a timeline for that? Do you know?
Don't know exactly the timeline. Dr. Duke, if you're listening, you can call in. But I know they're going to get started right away. There's some renovations and not much renovation that has to happen because the building is in very good shape. So it's pretty much almost move-in ready. Just got to do a few tweaks and things like that. But yeah, won't be long.
Gotcha. David Settles is joining us, State Representative Mike Sparks. And Mike, your legislation would at least open up the possibility. What is the requirement now for age?
It's 25. We're the most restrictive in the nation. Mm-hmm.
And so what is it?
We'll take it to 21. And I think it's for Virginia, North Carolina, Mississippi, you can drive at 18. California, you can drive at 18. So this
so you could get out of school, you know, high school senior, and get out of school and drive the bus home with everybody.
Hey, I would tell you what one lawmaker told me.
I heard somebody tell me.
Really?
He said his son drove at 17.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I can't remember where I was. I've tried to bring it back to my mind, and I was talking to somebody, and that I was a bus driver. He said where I came from, and I think it was North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah.
He said the students drove the bus. He said when we got out of school at like 16, 17 years old, when we were done, he said we'd get up in the morning, pick everybody up for school, take them to school, sit in class ourselves, get out of school, and drive everybody back. We're not doing that here.
Forget a paper route, right?
I've got the list for me. Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi drive at 18, and California drive at 18.
Wow.
The other surrounding states, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, is 21.
Yeah.
So all I'm doing is taking it to 21. So far, I've got nothing but great feedback. I mm-hmm. talked to the school superintendent, Dr. Sullivan. He seems to be in support. Their association, TOS, they seem to be in support. Butch Vaughn seems to be in support. Mm-hmm. Caleb Tidwell, other school board members, Claire Maxwell.
David Settles for the city.
David Settles.
I'm on board.
I know I'm going to get some pushback. But one thing I did want to share, you know, I was hearing on the way in here, you know, folks criticizing the government in California and mm-hmm. using Reagan's quote, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help. And, you know, we do have to have good government.
Absolutely.
And this is a good example of just, you know, I just was talking to school bus drivers and hearing their concerns, what they go through, the mental health, trying to de-escalate these kids and talk to these kids that they have a communication barrier with a lot of them.
Sure.
But you made a good point with you're the first face. But here's something we passed a few years ago that nobody in the media doesn't talk about good things.
Okay.
They just cause division for the most part. Now, they did cover me on this yesterday. But we, years ago, about 8 years ago, we lowered we lengthened the life of the school bus from 15 mm-hmm. to 18.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that one little change would not be a big deal. You know all the bus manufacturers we had to fight? Kelly Keithling led that. But I'm going to tell you, you have powerful lobbyists coming against you, but they said that one piece of legislation mm-hmm. that should have been covered in the media, Dayton News Journal never covered it. This is the thing about it. It saved the taxpayers $2 million.
Yeah.
Saving $2 million.
Yes.
But, you know, for you
is that 52 for those who live in, you know, civilized? You said
52.
You just said that so fast. I wanted to make sure we understood.
Smyrna accent.
I was going to say, I think you're from Smyrna, right?
I is. Well, it's like I say, oil.
The back hollers.
Oil. People make fun of the oil. Oil. But anyways, I just think it's a great legislation. I may get some pushback mm-hmm. from a few folks, but so far I've got nothing but here's something I want to add, and this is where I want y'all.
Okay.
I want the school board, y'all's input, mm-hmm. is a mentorship program for new drivers.
Okay.
You have any thoughts of how you could do a mentorship?
I can tell you how it works for us. When you mentioned it yesterday, I thought, I know that every system is different. Metropolitan Nashville is a huge district, so it works a little bit differently. With ours, we have mentorship almost built in.
You do.
Because our schools are divided by clusters. So it's according to the high school. So you got Antioch cluster, you got Cane Ridge cluster, you got Glen, all of the clusters.
Yeah.
So what happens is all of the drivers in that cluster meet together on a regular basis. So when the first day that I went out, and I will tell y'all, the first day I drove a bus by myself, this is not to scare nobody, I hit a mailbox.
Did you
really? I hit a mailbox, and I was so nervous and so scared. But my supervisor came out. She talked me through it and everything. It was no big deal.
What length of bus you drive?
My bus is, 84 feet, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a capacity to carry 84, 85 students on my bus.
It's almost as long as your van.
Almost that long.
Yeah.
But we meet together on a regular basis, and when you first go out, you're with another driver.
Okay.
And they drive you, they show you the route, and they show you the ropes and things like that. And then you kind of build that. We're almost like a family. I mean, yeah. We get together on a regular basis. We have our meetings together. We have safety meetings together, and you just get to know each other. We've got each other's phone numbers and things like that.
Yeah.
And so we kind of encourage each other in those ways.
What I haven't, I've got the legislation. It's drafted. We dropped the legislation, but I haven't put the mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
I really want the locals to tell me what they want.
Sure.
Because a lot of folks think that we pass mandates down to the locals, and sometimes it does happen, But they're the experts.
Yeah.
They're around these kids. You're more of an expert, really, than any school board member, because you're the front line.
I'm in the trenches.
So would you say you need a mentorship assigned 3 years, a year?
I'd say a good year. That first year, in your first year, is when you're really learning how to do this thing. Not only how to drive on these streets, but also how to drive while you've got 100 sounds like kids in the back, screaming and yelling and those types of things.
Yeah.
So you do need to be with somebody close enough that they can help you out with some of those pitfalls and things you go through.
What about I've got other legislation on mental health, but I'm mm-hmm. looking to the local school boards to see what can we do? What can we do to help? Because that's one of the biggest complaints I hear from teachers. Well, really in society, mm-hmm. What do you think, even bus drivers with the stress, surely the stress has got to be rough.
The stress is rough. One of the main things is, like you said, the legislation that you're putting forth. Mm-hmm. The main thing is training. I know the reason behind raising the age limit at that point, but more than anything, it's training. Once you train those drivers and once you support those drivers, you get a better result. The more drivers we have, the less stress, because a lot of times what ends up happening, it happens for Murfreesboro, it happens for Metro Nashville, it happens for Rutherford County, you end up driving a couple of routes when you're really only supposed to run one, because if somebody's out, you got to pick up their route. Yeah. If you have enough drivers, you have sub-drivers, but you don't have enough drivers. So that kind of lessens the stress of what you need to do. Also, getting the administrators to work in tandem with the drivers, treating them as a regular part of their staff and not as, somebody that just come by and drops off kids. That relationship means a lot because it helps you to feel more appreciated. The more appreciated you feel, the better you feel about doing it, and you don't mind showing up for work.
Well, interesting conversation. So this legislation will be put forth this year.
I dropped legislation yesterday. But like I say, if any school board members are listening, school bus drivers, contractors, my cell number is 615-525-3198. I really want feedback. What else can I put in this legislation that's not cumbersome to contractors, to drivers? And so looking for the feedback. Real quick, if we could, want to give a shout out Stewart's Creek Band. We've been trying to raise some money for them. Folks, if folks can donate, I don't care if it's $5, $500, mm-hmm. $5,000. You'd make a difference in these kids' lives. They were the only band chosen, Stewart's Creek High School Band, to play in D.C. at the Trump-Vance inauguration. So I think they're at 55.
They only band from Tennessee,
only
right?
Only band from Tennessee. Okay. I think one from Arkansas, one from another state. And this is a big deal. They've got to raise $120,000. So if any folks can step up, just reach out to their school at Stewart's Creek High School. And they'd appreciate it, even if it's low as $5.
I think it's support. SCHSband.com. We've got the link on the website with the video from one of the band directors and such, so you can check that out. David, good to have you in today.
Hey, can I put in one little plug?
Sure.
He plugged. I want to plug. MLK Breakfast coming up on the 18th of this month. We've got some heroes that are going to be honored from the police department as well as the fire department. I'm just going to mention a few names. The sheriff's department as well. Sergeant Dustin Cox, Hero Award. Let's see, Bo Smith, Seth Wright, Justin, I can't pronounce his last name, M-O-G-O-N-Y-E, Jerry Rakes, Cole Reed, all of these are going to be receiving hero awards at the MLK Breakfast. Wonderful time. Y'all come out, support the cause, and honor our local sheriff department, police department, and fire and rescue department. They do great works, and we want to recognize them.